This is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Studio. We are getting ready for our news. On Tuesday, December 9th, in the afternoon, the Huron County Sheriff's Department responded to a two-vehicle collision on an icy stretch of Pigeon Road near Farver Road, resulting in one driver sustaining injuries, including facial injuries. The eastbound vehicle, a 2014 white Dodge Charger, operated by a 42-year-old female from Fillion, lost control on the icy roadway. The vehicle spun and crossed the center line into the westbound lane, where it collided with a 2022 tan Chevrolet Suburban, driven by a 35-year-old female from Bad Axe. The westbound SUV had been traveling straight at the time of impact. The eastbound driver was transported by ambulance to Sure Health with injuries including facial trauma. Both drivers were wearing seatbelts and airbags deployed in both vehicles. The Elkton Pigeon Bay Port EPBP Lakers school community proved they have holiday spirit, even if it's mean one green. A decorated Lakers school bus transformed into a giant Grinch and rolled through the annual Elkton Lighted Christmas Parade over the weekend, becoming a festive favorite. The classic yellow bus was decked out in Grinch green, given the school's unofficial color, go green, go white, a humorous holiday spin. The creative concept was brought to life by dedicated volunteers with students. Tariana and Jaden are credited for the main Grinch drawings. Christy and Carol were recognized for their efforts in decorating the vehicle, showcasing strong community and staff support for school events. The EPBP Lakers District is located in the Upper Thumb region of Michigan, serving the communities of Elkton, Pigeon, and Bayport. The school often emphasizes its sense of community and dedication to student involvement across various activities, from athletics to its highly competitive first robotics team, the Laker Dreadnoughts. The Grinch bus was a shining example of holiday fun and school pride, demonstrating that even a school bus can get into the festive spirit. Michigan Senators Gary Peters and Alyssa Slotkin are urging DHS Secretary Kristi Noem to accelerate development of the Northern Border Mission Center, expressing disappointment with the agency's slow process on the facility. The center, set to be located at Michigan's Selfridge Air National Guard Base, was established through legislation that Peters authored and received $3 million in federal funding. It is designed to improve coordination among DHS agencies responsible for securing the 5,525-mile northern border. According to the senator's letter, the facility will address growing security challenges, including drone activity, narcotic smuggling, and human trafficking. The center is planned to function as both a personnel training site and a technology testing facility, working alongside state, local, and tribal governments. The initiative represents parts of ongoing efforts to expand Selfridge's capabilities. The base recently gained assignments for KC-46A refueling tankers and F-15EX fighter jets, with Peters securing $20 million for infrastructure upgrades to support these new missions. The centers emphasize that DHS has not devoted sufficient resources to building out the center, despite its importance for managing the complex northern border environment. And after this quick promotion, we will be right back with your national and international news.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Pigeon and Elkton One Stop, Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboyne Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of VanEck. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And we are back with your national and international news. National counterterrorism officials monitored security conditions at major U.S. public venues after international incidents in Sydney and Gaza, coordinating with local police to reinforce patrols and assess any potential copycat threats, despite no specific domestic plots being publicly identified. Belarus announced the release of 123 prisoners, including Nobel Peace Prize laureate Elise Bialatsky, as part of an agreement with the United States that included the lifting of certain Potash-related sanctions, marking a rare diplomatic opening between Minsk and Western capitals. That was your news for the hour, and we are going to go over to Steve Adamson with our extended weather forecast.